Deuteronomy 9:4 says, "Speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, saying, For my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations the Lord doth drive them out from before thee." Every year we see the attempt to vilify Christopher Columbus and replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. So what is this Indigenous Peoples Day supposed to commemorate? Well, it began as nothing more than a protest against the observance of Columbus Day. The call was to denounce Columbus and declare the day as a day of remembrance of the people who were here when Columbus arrived, and who since that time have been largely displaced by migrants and slaves from Europe and Africa. By the year 1992, the communists in Berkeley, California, instituted the holiday locally, which just happened to coincide with the 500th anniversary of the landing of Columbus on the island of San Salvador, known to the 15th century inhabitants as Guanahani. Columbus stepped foot on this island in the Bahamas on October 12, 1492. Again, since 1992, there have been a slow but growing movement to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. This movement is almost completely made up of woke leftists who are a large minority faction of the Marxist Democrat Party, along with various smaller political parties like the Green Party, the Socialist Party, the Communist Party, and various LGBTQ sodomite groups and other allied groups. In our previous Christopher Columbus Day holiday devotional, we discussed the absurdity of pretending that Christopher Columbus was this horrible man who doesn't deserve a holiday. And maybe in some future installment, we'll compare Columbus to some heroes of the left, like serial adulterers Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy, or serial adulterer Franklin D. Roosevelt, known as FDR, with his attempt to have FBI agents killed in action in Japan after they discovered that his wife Eleanor was having a lesbian affair with a journalist named Lauren Hickok. Well, let's talk about Muhammad and his rape of captured slave girls, in addition to his pedophilic sexual relations with a 9-year-old girl named Aisha. You see, these leftists and their character assassinations are very selective. Their evidence is sparse and from unconfirmed, untrustworthy sources regarding Columbus, and they lack any corroboration from others who were with Columbus during his voyages. Leftists don't care about the truth. The end justifies the means, as they want to demonize Columbus and then, by application, vilify the entire American population as though we are the children of thieves who live on, quote, stolen land. And of course, every nation on every continent on planet Earth is populated by people who are not the original indigenous peoples of that region. And in every instance that I have studied, that land, no matter what nation we're talking about, was taken by acts of war. So if we're going to demonize Christopher Columbus, let's apply those same tactics to the heroes of leftism, including Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack and Michael Obama, and the entire Biden crime family. Shall we? And if we're going to make the claim that the indigenous peoples of America had their land stolen, well, let's recognize that this is the story of human history. There's nothing peculiar about American history. The fact is, American history is the history of every nation. People migrate, and there are wars. It's over real estate. The winner settles in and controls that land. And what you'll find is that just as our text tells us the children of Israel, stealing the land of the Canaanites, it usually only happens to people who are terribly wicked, as our text points out. And if you'll participate in any honest study of the so-called indigenous peoples of America, you'll find that they make Christopher Columbus look like a very nice gentleman, maybe even a Sunday school teacher. As for me and my house, we will continue to say every second Monday of October, Happy Columbus Day.